Now, something very profound and interesting, life-changing. In the same way that all our waking appearances, are mistaken appearances. So we understand about dreams, and we understand those appearances are nowhere to be found. Those objects in the dream, they're mistaken appearances. They don't truly exist. They're not there waiting for us later on. They just appeared like a rainbow in space and disappeared. They're just appearances, mistaken appearances. Buddha says, you should know all phenomena are like dreams. All phenomena. So all the phenomena we're seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling in our waking life are also mistaken appearances. Also. Buddha says you should know all phenomena are like dreams. You know, in the same way, just going to sleep and waking teaches us these things. You know, when you're depressed, if you've been depressed, even for a short period of time, we love to sleep. You naturally want to go to sleep because when you're asleep, all the terrible things that are hurting you in your life vanish, and you get some reprieve. So if we think about sleeping, dreaming, awaking, sleeping, dreaming, awaking, we can understand that also the appearances of our waking life are just appearances, and when we fall asleep, they disappear. Same as when we wake up, the appearances of our subtle mind disappear. So we need to not waste the experience of sleeping, dreaming, waking. We do that every day, every night. It's teaching us about the nature of things. It's also teaching us about the different levels of mind. Dream awarenesses are called subtle minds because they are difficult to recognize. So, of course, they're more difficult to recognize than the gross minds with which we engage in our daily activities. Because the appearances, this is a question coming from Geshe-la. It's the most wonderful, wonderful question. We need to answer it. And he gives us the answer, but we need to think about it. Because the appearances in our dreams and during our waking life are all mistaken appearances and hallucinations, because things don't exist in the way that they appear, our normal activities, both in dreams and while we are awake, have no real meaning. They're both mistaken appearances, our waking life and our dreaming time. So we should think, what is the real meaning of our life? So if our gross minds are making mistakes and our subtle minds are mistaken appearances also, where's the real meaning? If these are both hallucination, where's the real meaning of our life? So here's the answer. What do you think the answer's going to be? Because we've covered the gross minds, the subtle minds. Now we're going to learn about the very subtle mind. The very subtle mind of clear light. So please remember, this is the answer to the question, what is the real meaning of our life, of our human life? So now Geshe-la gives an explanation of the very subtle mind. So we're now at the deepest level, most subtle level of mind, not our gross waking minds, which are mistaken appearance, which perceive things mistakenly, not the subtle level of mind, dreaming minds. We're now at the level of the very subtle mind. The very subtle mind is so called because it is extremely difficult to recognize. That's why we've never heard of it, and it will take us our life to recognize it directly. Without the very subtle mind, we would have no life, because our gross and subtle minds cannot hold our life. This is because gross and subtle minds are only temporary minds. They are very unstable. So we've already understood, when we fall asleep, our gross minds cease. When we wake up, our subtle minds cease. So they can't be holding our life. They're coming and going like clouds in the sky. They suddenly arise and quickly disappear like clouds in the sky. They aren't holding our life day by day by day by day by day. So what's holding our life? Therefore, only our very subtle mind holds our life continuously throughout the day and the night, because those minds aren't unstable. Our very subtle mind is continuously residing or abiding. Therefore, our very subtle mind holds our life continuously throughout the day and the night, and in life after life, until we become an enlightened Buddha. So when we say our mind leaves our body and goes to the next life, it's our very subtle mind that leaves and goes to the next life. When we become a Buddha, our very subtle mind will become a Buddha's mind, and our very subtle inner wind will become a Buddha's body. So it's our very subtle mind that will transform into Buddha's mind, not our gross minds or subtle minds. Our very subtle mind will become Buddha's mind. Our very subtle inner wind will become a Buddha's body. Our very subtle mind has other names. So this is like we're learning the language of the mind, Wisdom Buddha's language. Our very subtle mind is also called, perhaps this now makes sense, continuously residing mind. Our very subtle mind is called also our continuously residing mind. And because it will become a Buddha's mind in the future, it is called our Buddha nature. So it will, or Buddha seed, Buddha seed. Our very subtle mind is Buddha seed, Buddha nature, because given the right conditions, it will ripen as Buddha's mind. Our very subtle inner wind is also called our continuously residing body. So remember we said every mind is associated with its inner wind. So the very subtle mind, its inner wind, is the very subtle inner wind. They work together. Since our very subtle inner wind, or continuously residing body, will never die, we have a deathless body that is our own body. So our very subtle inner wind is our own body, our actual own body. It is a deathless body that will become Buddha's body.